Now, do you pay attention when you go in a restaurant or other place of business where tunage is playing? Do you pay attention to it? Do you think people pay attention to it?
Boy, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, you guys are aware of what the company that people used to employ to run their music at their business, or what it's called, what that music is called, piping in from the speakers. There's a company out there that brands itself as a type of business that will assist you on what type of music should be played in your business, therefore mm-hmm. to create brand loyalty within customers and store loyalty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Muzak. M-U-Z-A-K.
Yeah. It's been around for years and years.
Used to call it elevator music.
Right.
Yeah. And supposedly you call these people, you tell them what kind of business you have and who you're going after, your demographic or whatever, and they will set up a playlist for you. And I don't know how big the playlist is or how they determine it, probably by age, sex, and race and all that.
Yep.
But
sex?
I just can't imagine being, because, you know, you hear it, the places I hear it the most are in those, like, Banana Republic-y type places. Or, what's the one that, Abercrombie, that employs 12-year-old strippers to be on their wall?
You're talking about mall stores for kids.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, you can tell when you're in one of those stores for sure. But just generic businesses, like Ed's Oil Change or something like that. I mean, do you really need something like that?
Well, a place like that, they're usually listening to the ticket.
That's the thing, is that, I mean, we would encourage everybody to listen to the ticket and have that pipe through your
ticket.
Piping through your
business. Well, there's a difference between putting on a radio or music for the edification of your employees because it's not really customer-driven. You're not having a lot of customers in there. Then there's the type of music that you use to help represent what you are.
Right. I'm talking
about to reflect your brand.
I'm talking about, like, what you're just saying.
The second thing.
The type of business where you have customers walk into your establishment.
Well, like, for example,
mill around for whatever.
When you get on the elevator here, you hear pretty crazy old school 60s jazz.
Yeah.
60s and 70s jazz.
What's the rationale behind that?
I don't know. Maybe the security guys like that stuff. I've never figured it out. Or maybe it's a heritage thing.
It's the craziest stuff you have ever heard in your life, and the most unlikely stuff. I mean, of all places to hear,
it's super
something like you might hear on a college radio station somewhere.
Yeah,
you hear it here.
It's very Miles Davis-y and Bitches Brew. It's crazy.
Most of the time, it's complete background noise to me, no matter what type of business I'm in.
Do you not even notice it?
The jazz?
Oh, no. I mean, any music.
Typically, no. I don't. And the only reason I noticed this the other day, which we're getting ready to get to, was it was being played very loudly, and I knew the song, and I just didn't see the fit.
Like at Texas Land and Cattle, they play a lot of country. Like,
yeah.
You know, Texas country and little red dirt here and there, which fits.
And it's like Muzak playlist, probably. They probably get somebody like that to format some sort of playlist for them.
I always notice it. Now, whether or not I pay a lot of attention to it or any attention to it depends on what it is. Like, you know, that Texas Land and Cattle, not being a particularly big fan of that genre, I don't pay too much attention to it. However, if I go wandering around in Barnes & Noble, let's say, or somewhere like that, I will always hear something I don't know that I find intriguing, and I'd love to know what it is.
Very public radio.
Yes, and I'd love to know what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, the other day when we were up in St. Louis and I got sent to that really cool indie record store down the street from where we were broadcasting from, they had music playing in there, and it was rock, pop-type music I had never heard before. But the dude at the counter obviously put it on mm-hmm. and was singing to it and stuff, and I didn't have the stones to be like, hey, man, what's that?
That's what they want you to do.
I know. I think he would look at me like in the movie High Fidelity and be like, they're not, hey, what? Man. What?
They're not snobs. They're trying to sell the stuff.
Why would they want to sell it? It's used CDs.
What do you mean?
I'm with you. I don't think. I think.
I mean, would, like particular artists. Why would they care about selling a particular? You,
no, they
want to.
They
want to sell.
Yeah,
okay.
They want to move right. volume. If they play something that no one's heard of, that's cool. People come in and like, what is that?
Yeah,
then
but
they'll
I think,
buy it.
I think he would have thought you were a lightweight.
Probably so.
Well, yeah, he would have judged you after you left, but he would have been happy to make the sale.
Idiot.
Is what I'm saying.
Probably wanted Led Zeppelin 4 on there, loser. So the area that we hand me that the area that we do our. Please. Sorry, I was rude.
Hand me that.
That's okay.
It's rude. It's very rude.
We're trying to do a radio show here.
Yeah, we don't have time for pleasantries.
You're right.
The area that we work in is very close to the uptown scene. Uptown, for those who are not familiar with the Dallas area, uptown is kind of the new chic, hip, 20 to 30 something.
The affluent 20 to 30 something lives in all those condos and apartments over there.
There's tons of bars and restaurants up and down McKinney.
We work kind of in between Gayborhood and Uptown.
Yes. Yes, the sweet spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
The soft spot.
So to speak.
Yeah.
The hot spot.
So I was in a well-known eatery the other day, a place that I attend frequently.
Fuddruckers?
Although I do attend Fuddruckers almost daily, it wasn't there. And I have become friends with a couple of the guys that work. Not friends, I shouldn't say friends. Acquaintances.
Yes.
With the, they recognize me when I walk in. Hey, man, how's it going?
They know you as a customer, not
as a listener. No, not as a listener.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Not as that idiot.
And
Cobra.
So I'm sitting there talking. I always carry on a pleasant conversation with these guys, you know, whenever I see them, just about whatever they want to talk about.
I know who these guys are, and they're very, very nice.
They're so nice.
Yes.
And they're chatty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there talking to this guy about whatever. He was asking me about something. I don't even know. And all I could hear was the song being piped into the place. It was so loud, and I could not focus. Okay, so just imagine yourself at a place that typically would serve the 20-something to 30-something guy or gal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a very hip, chic area of town. And is this the audience that you're going for with this song?
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply.
Oh, God.
I'd rather hurt you honestly. Let me sleep.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And who am I to judge?
So the guy's going, hey, man, did you see that Occupy Dallas thing down there? I'm like, what?
And it's this loud.
Yeah.
Kind of want to.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. There were so many cops down here. They were everywhere. Anyway, man, I just thought it was really nuts that there were so many of them down there.
So you plan on what are you doing this weekend, man?
Sometimes when we touch.
Nothing.
The honesty is too much.
Oh, God. This was playing at that place? I know you don't want to say the name of it, because I go there a lot, too, but wow.
What is this even called?
Soft Rock. When We Touch by Dan Hill.
Dan Hill.
It is one of the worst songs of the 70s or any other decade. Now, you want to see what's wrong with the 70s?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay.
Oh, I bet you've made love on a cable spool to this tune more than once.
I have not.
Did you ever have to play this?
No.
Come on.
I did not. Did not.
There's no drums, is there? Oh, wait, here they come.
Oh, whoa, that's heavy.
Here's Mike.
Here's John Bonham.
No, I never had to play this, thankfully. Or I don't remember it if I did. Might have been too high.
So, I'm sitting there waiting
for your food.
For my food, and I'm just in shock listening to this song. And I'm writing down the lyrics so I remember what to search for.
Right.
You know, Google-wise and everything. I'm putting the notes in my phone. And then this song comes on, and I swear, I'm looking around at the crowd, and there's one guy at the soda machine who is like getting his soda or whatever, and they go from this song to this song, and he looks up at the speakers when this comes on. Is this 70s?
This is 80s.
Maybe too much.
That synth pad, that's got to be 80s.
this?
I don't know, like Peebo Bryson? I don't know. Who is it?
It's Peebo Bryson.
It is?
God.
Yeah, so they go back to back. So the guy...
So they're playing love songs.
Yes! Yes! At this supposedly really hip, cool place, you know? Down in Up... I'm in Uptown, man! I'm in Uptown. You want to rock? Let's rock. And I was wondering if they were doing a bit.
No. I mean, this has to be a decision made by somebody.
This is made by management that didn't want loud rock and roll in their restaurant. So they saw something that said 70s ballads or 80s soft classics or something like that. And then these are the love songs that popped up.
Soft rock.
And yes. I understand, you know, I'm not expecting them to have Thin Lizzy or something cranked up to 11 in there.
Or The Sword.
Right. And I get it that certain businesses have to play, you know, I don't think that the Fisher Funeral Home, when you walk in, should be playing Gwar.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's some businesses that have to have appropriate music in there. But when it's just a gym... When it's like a generic
Welcome
little restaurant.
To Fisher Funeral Home.
You're right.
Sorry for your loss. How can we help you?
God, so awesome. Man, I'd love to see that.
You would like the deluxe package? We can accommodate you.
This Dragon Force?
Yeah. Greatest guitar player ever?
Come on, it's so insane. Boy, I knew a couple of guys back in the day that would have aspired to do this.
Like this would have been their holy grail.
If they had heard this back then, their heads would have exploded.
And look, I'm the wrong guy, too. I'm the wrong guy when it comes to those love songs, because there is nothing that drives me crazier than those schlocky...
Nice love song?
Look, dude. Jackass, you're the one that just made fun of it 5 seconds ago. Don't turn it back around on me.
Well, there are some that are better than others.
Okay, I'm talking
Corby's
about these
love
two.
Love songs need teeth, like Yellow.
Yeah, like maybe a little bit of guitar in there. I mean, just a little. But those, like... Who,
some nice ambrosia.
Who was sitting there? Yeah. Who was sitting there at the restaurant going, God, I haven't heard Dan Hill do Sometimes in so long.
I miss my wife.
Yeah, seriously.
This sandwich is delicious, but I'm so in love with my wife. What are they trying to do?
I don't know. See a tear rolling down
Yeah, guy's kind of reading the paper, and that song comes on. He kind of just looks up from his paper, and a little tear.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when we touch.
Yeah, opens up his wallet, and there's his... Old wife.
What's wrong with a little bit of this? If you want some soft rock, what's wrong with this?
What is this?
A little ambrosia?
Yeah, ambrosia's great.
I don't know.
I see he's got some drums and nice keyboards and everything.
Groove going there?
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't near as bad as Dan Hill.
And this is a love song, too.
I chalk all this under stuff that I would never listen to, but whatever.
Boy, I used to rock the hell out of this crap when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did too.
You had to play it.
I was 30. All right, 529 here on Sports Radio.